got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We a number one spot, we a number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spy.
Run it back one more time. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Welcome you in here to the Monday, August 25th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live. Alongside a man. That's how we roll, baby. That's how we roll, man. Yeah, man. We are thrilled that you're here with us. Hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. I did. I had a great
man. He's eating good, man. Come on now. I see you champagneing and campaigning, literally.
Hey, shout out. Hey, ain't no lie. Shout out to Chef Q and Q1227. They stay rocking with this show, man. Chef Q always know what we doing over here, man.
Shout out Q, man. That's
my dog. I appreciate that. I know he was telling me he's doing something for Doug coming up. Like when everybody comes back, he's doing a big dinner.
Okay.
For the guys, he was telling me about that, and he's talking about, like, I know he had done something for Snoop. He did something for Kevin Hart. I was like, hey, man, we got Ty Dolla Sign coming, man.
Yeah, we might need to do something with
our man Q. But we had this like private dining experience. Mm-hmm. If you ever have the means for a meal like this, I could not encourage it enough.
Mm.
Six courses, wine pairing, just phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Shout out to Louis. Shout out to that whole staff, man. They some of the best people in the world right there. Chef Q and his wonderful wife treat us so well. So shout out to Mar, Pastor Tamara, that is. Just treat us so wonderful when we walk in the door. We have so much fun there, and the food is just, oh my God.
Mm.
I make this grilled peaches, watermelon salad, fam. Unlike anything I've ever had before.
That man, Chef Q, he cold, man.
Yeah,
he cold. Yeah. And everybody that's there, I got to get back out there. It's been a minute since I went out there, but I had the salmon last time I was out there. Mom, wasn't enough. I should have ordered a second helping of that salmon.
I hope they drop. I hope that their social media team drops the pro video that they were doing for so you could get, like, I did the picture, like, it was fine. Like the reel, I mean, Katie did a great job putting the reel together.
Yeah.
But the pictures I got and the videos I got, it was fine. But if you get the pictures that my man was doing with the light and Chef Q's commentary, oh my God, I want you guys to see it so bad. Just incredible.
I need to figure out a way to get out there and get that experience myself.
Oh, do it, man. You got to do it. You got to do it. I ain't going to say what it's better than, but for those who have been around a while know I may have had an overrated experience at a particular place. When I tell you it is the greatest dining experience I've ever had, man, I'm telling you the truth with that one.
I love that. Shout out, Q.
Incredible Friday night.
Yeah, man.
49ers and the Raiders wrap up their preseasons. And we were just talking about with Kyle and James on the Insiders. I'm sorry, we're talking about Jake Moody again, man. I'm sorry, brother.
This guy. He got to go, man.
So,
you got to go.
I know we often think you could just bring in a kicker. And sometimes you can.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can get worse, though.
It can't get worse than this guy.
Okay.
It can't get worse than this. This guy misses all the time. Like, it'll be, I thought about that situation, right? Like, we all want him gone, bring somebody in. Is there a scenario where, like, well, man, we didn't know how good we had it with Jake Moody. This is even worse than we thought.
Yeah, there's no scenario.
The situation's cooked because there's too much pressure on him where he clearly can't handle it. Like James mentioned it earlier, like the kicker is kind of always off to the side on NFL team. You got to prove yourself, make your kicks, and they'll accept you after that. You're also a third-round pick rookie brought in. So imagine having to prove yourself as the kicker, but also, oh no, you're supposed to be like Janikowski type because like they selected you hella high. I know Janikowski was first round and all that, but like same thing in a way or whatever. Then you're just dealing with that pressure. Can't ever get on top of it. Can't ever get in front of it. Yeah, there's no fixing this. Just bring a guy not off the street, but just the kicker who's been around the league, doesn't have a team right now, and you'll be better off that way.
The anxiety that coaching staff will feel every time they're involved in a close game in the second half. And if you had marched Jake Moody out there, if you don't do something, which I think would probably constitute being drastic over the course of the next 24 hours, I think you're living with an angst all season long if you put him out there.
Yeah, we talk about late game situations. The first quarter, we're driving. We got a 9-play drive. It gets us down to the 31, 4th and 4. Or what do we do here? Like in any other situation, in a number of different other situations around the league, you get to the 31, 4th and 4, you have confidence, you handle business with your play calling and get that 3 points. Yeah, you're mad the drive stalled out, but you get your 3 points and you're good. There's angst and nervousness in that in the first quarter. First drive of the game.
Deebo Samuel got in his face last year. Like, yeah. Deebo Samuel wasn't the only 49ers player, I think, that probably felt that way. And I'm sure they feel the same. He's not here now, but I'm sure the rest of the players probably feel the same going into it this year.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you. And if I feel like he is. I don't have a good read for this situation. I feel like I was going to start the season with him, but I don't know how you start the season with him. Jake Moody is cooked, and he could go somewhere else and resurrect his career and do just fine. It's at the point now with the crowd.
Has a kicker ever resurrected their career?
I don't know if he resurrected his career because he was already kind of proven, but Robbie Gould struggled when he signed his new contract with the Niners.
Okay.
There's kickers that, like, you can bounce around for probably 10 more years. Like, you won't.
Yeah.
Like, you'll still have a career after this. Like, I don't think Moody's just done in the league after this. He'll go to one more team, and if he can, I guess get over that pressure, it'll be fine.
It just ain't happening here in San Francisco. There's too much going on, and I really sincerely don't mean this in any type of disrespectful way. I don't think he's strong enough to work through it here in San Francisco. Like, he looks despondent. He talked last year about how his confidence was the lowest it ever been as a player and all this other stuff. Like, he can't – it's not going to work here. They didn't already – this whole situation had already gotten to his head and into his psyche a little too much. He needs a fresh start, and maybe, like I said, he can resurrect his career somewhere else. But in San Francisco, no, it's the weight of it is too much.
It's when you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Like, when you acknowledge the struggles you're going through, it's like, oh man, that's tough. But now it's like, oh word, okay, we're gonna have to find someone who doesn't feel that way.
Right.
Like that, especially at that position. Like, it's a position who I don't like. I feel bad. Like, these kickers are down. You know, they're downgraded so often. They're talked down to so often.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like your confidence can't be of all of the positions out there, there's probably two where your confidence can't be shaken. And it's the quarterback and it's the kicker, because you don't have a lot of people who can make up for you. If you're a right tackle and you got roughed up a little bit, like, yeah, you've got an offensive line that can help you get through it.
You got a whole unit.
Edge rushers, the same thing. You talk about the most important positions in football, same thing. Cornerbacks, you get beat, you have guys that can help you, help guys kind of dig you out of that. The quarterback and the kicker, it is you. That's it. And if you're, as the kicker, talking about your confidence is shaken, man, I'm so sorry to hear that. I hope it works out for you at your next stop.
Yeah.
Sorry,
that's
man.
Exactly how it is.
Sorry, man. Head over to Ann Arbor if you want to. They could always use losers like you.
Can't come back.
Oh, fair enough.
Can't come back. It ain't going to work there.
It's going to be an interesting story to follow for sure over the next, 24 hours. It's got to be, I think, one of those things where it's like, all right, we're moving on, but we know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's going to be a, all right, cut him and see what happens on the waiver wire. I don't think you're going to do that.
They got the guy that was just in there kind of competing with him. Greg Joseph. Just bring him back. He was doing fine in training camp, mm-hmm. and was pushing Moody, and their numbers were identical during training camp. I think he had to be cut because they had so many injuries for the Raiders. Well, that's what Kyle Shanahan said. For the Raiders game, they had so many injuries, they couldn't keep another kicker. They had to go get some players to play.
Uh-huh.
So that's one of the reasons why he got cut. And just bring him back. Like today.
Now. Bring him back now.
I don't even know why he's messing around with Jake Moody. Like I talked about a little bit on the handoff, the missed field goals are like the top of the top. Like that is the most important thing and what pisses me off the most. But the second or third time this preseason, he's kicked the kickoff out of bounds. Yeah, what are you doing?
That's tough because that is such a yardage swing when you mess that up.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got to go. And the crazy thing is, I don't think he is going to go.
I'll say that. Yeah, that's kind of the other thing. I don't know that either.
I can't defend Kyle on this one. This one is ridiculous. If he goes into the season with this guy as his kicker,
Eagles, man, Eagles got to make sure that Kyle's going to make sure that third round pick he's vindicated that works.
I don't even think, but that would be kind of ridiculous. He's fine. Nobody's tripping if Jake Moody's cut and it shows that it didn't work.
I think like just the rest of the world, everyone's gonna be like, fine, you finally did it, whatever. But I think just personally, like just how these guys in the league are and how they're wired, I think he's just doing his damnedest to make sure he can get whatever he can, make sure it works,
maybe. Kyle, we don't have time. You don't have room for that no more.
Oh, bro.
Like Kyle's seat is not hot.
Well, I just
at
I don't
all.
And I,
but you. You can't play around with this season.
And I argue that point because I just don't see how you keep him on for kicking reasons going forward.
I understand.
Like I said earlier, like if your kicker out when he goes out there and you're not confident in him, then yeah, that's ran its course then.
Because
they're going to miss more. They're going to feel that pressure.
Yeah. What was he? 5 of 6? What was his stat
the
line?
The Raider game?
Yeah.
5 of 6. Missed the 53-yarder, made the 59 one.
Now, I know the confidence line that you were talking about was last season, the off season, like end of last season. How did that not do wonders for your confidence just headed into last week?
Yeah, he's not good enough. That's why.
And see, that's the thing. That's where you start. Like, that's the thing where you start removing the psychological factor of this and just zero in on the fact, hey, like maybe he's not that good. If you're not that good, you've got to come up with a different solution. You've got to find someone who is. And that could be the position that the 49ers are in over the next 24 hours. Because if they're not, I think y'all got a little issue. I think you got an issue headed into week one. I don't think it's a deadly issue, but I think you're going to have a problem when these games get close and your coach starts getting nervous.
He, as long as Jake Moody's there, you got an issue. That respect, like he can start the season off 10 for 10, and like Kyle mentioned earlier in the handoff, just waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah,
just waiting for him to miss a field goal and then spiral and start missing a bunch of field goals after that.
And how do we know that like that's not in the back of his mind too? Like I'm 10 for 10. He misses one. Here's some booze or whatever. And it's like, oh no, like I'm back again.
It's for sure in the back of his mind. I don't know this guy. He's a professional athlete. We joke about. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I just look at him, and you can see the lack of confidence in his face. Mm-hmm. You can see it. This is not a guy that if something goes wrong, that he's able to shake it off and still keep his head up and keep the confidence. And it's understandable as well. Like if I missed a bunch of those kicks too, I might be doubting myself. I might be wondering if I'm for this. Like it's not inconceivable to think that. It takes a different type of person to have the type of journey that he's had and still be like, oh yeah, I'm probably the best kicker in the league.
Well, it's a tough job. It's one of the toughest in the league mentally, I'm sure, because he's not a linebacker. All right, I'm going to get my coverage right the next player or fill it, get this gap right the next player. It's like, no, we're going to probably wait about 15, 20 minutes to your next kick. And we all remember what you did last time. So now we've built up that, those thoughts, and now we're all just waiting on you. Like, there's no, ooh, I'll fix it next play. Like, it's a buildup every time now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he almost got left in Tampa last year. Mm-hmm. There is... This isn't necessarily fair. I don't want to single him out, but there, off the top of my head, there were three games. Well, they won the Tampa game, so it worked out. But him, and it's not fair, he got hurt in the Cardinals game, but why are you going shoulder on shoulder with a guy running full speed? He gets hurt in that Cardinals game, gets knocked out. They aren't able to – they don't have a kicker in that situation. And he cost them the Rams game. They're about to put that game on ice late in the fourth quarter, and he wasn't able to make that field goal. And that's before we go to Cleveland. That's before we go to the Super Bowl where he missed the extra point and all that other stuff. Like, it's just, yeah. I don't know. Kyle has his reasons. Maybe, Jesse, you're 100% right. He doesn't want to bite the bullet on that pick, if it was his pick or whatever.
Bro, you've bitten the bullet on a lot of picks. Like, you traded Trey Lance. Or waved him, or whatever you did to him.
That bullet was easier, though, because you had a franchise guy right there.
You guy got a competent guy that plays at Sac City College.
Fair enough.
He's not a franchise kicker, but he's competent.
What's his name?
Jack Dawson.
Yeah, Jack Dawson. The third.
Oh, I saw him. I think Joe Davidson wrote about him recently. Well, that'll be a story everyone will be following over the next 24 hours or so. I don't know.
A pretty decent, not decent size one, but it matters, like you said. I mean, we just spent 15, 18 minutes on it now.
Nah, it absolutely matters. Because it's not,
just the kicker. It's like,
well, it's not just that. It's not the first time we've had this conversation. Yeah. That's probably the bigger problem. If it's like, oh man, yeah, Moody looks a little shaken here in year three. Like, nah. We're having the conversation again. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
Now we're saying it's time.
Yeah, and it, you know, we talk about in the games and crunch time and all this other stuff, but, I mean, in my eyes, it absolutely affects the entire game. It affects the play call. It affects strategy from the opening drive, how you go about things.
It affects third downs. It affects every – you have to start thinking third down is it down in yardage, is it two possession down?
For sure. And if you got a guy that you can't trust to if you get to the 28-yard line and you can't, that is elementary in this league. That is the bare basics. You got guys out here hitting 70-yard field goals nowadays. This is not the 90s Cowboys documentary where, oh man, 41, he put his leg into that one. Like, no, they're hitting 41 with their eyes closed. They're hitting it with their left leg now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if you get to the 28 and you're not sure about your kicker and all this other stuff, it ruins everything. Absolutely ruins everything. I can't believe Kyle Shanahan is potentially going to go into the season with this guy as the kicker.
There's a discussion in the chat that Jack Dawson is actually on the Titanic. Did you just name Leonardo DiCaprio's character from the Titanic?
I promise you, I can't name any character from the Titanic.
Well, you just did. Jack Dawson. Everybody knows Jack Dawson was a famed kicker before the Titanic went down.
Even he could be better than Jake Moody. As cold as he is, he can be better than Jake Moody.
Jack Dawson today with Rose watching him drown could be better than Jake Moody. They really made that a love story. Rose just watched his ass die.
The only thing I remember, I shouldn't say the only thing, I remember them out to sea and all this other stuff.
Well, that's kind of where it took place.
Well, I remember other moments as well.
Well, I remember that one.
But the one that stays with me, not to go all James Ham with you, is when the cable snaps.
Ah, yeah.
I said, what the hell just happened?
That's one of those, I guess, great movies. Like Forrest Gump.
His name is Jack Dawson.
It's one of those movies that I've literally only seen it one time. I never saw it again.
I think I've only seen it one time too, and I would not. Now I understand what you're saying. I understand the nature of what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I would not put it in the category as Forrest Gump. I've seen Forrest Gump at least 10 times.
Was it, yeah, what I'm saying. But I've only seen Forrest Gump once.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, I've only seen Forrest Gump one time. I'm not trying to go back and watch Titanic.
I didn't think it was that good of a movie for me to go back. It was cool. Like it got its awards. I'm not disparaging that, but I didn't watch Titanic like, oh man, every time it's on TNT, let me stop and watch.
Like it's always I know it's a punchline, but I knew how the movie was going to end. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, all right, like I thought the movie was fine.
It's perfectly fine. It's fine. Just the rewatchability
bolstered by the Celine Dion song, mm-hmm. but I never saw it again. So the fact that the chat knew that Jack Dawson, the kicker,
I had no clue.
That's amazing.
I had no clue. Learn something new every day.
Manny brings up Passion of the Christ. I never saw the end of that movie.
I didn't even.
I was one of those people who left. I was like, I didn't see it at all
because I heard it's just.
It's a lot. It's, yeah. And it was a lot in the theater. Mm. It was like, I can't sit through this. Mm. I'm good. Never saw the end of it. Although, as Manny points out, have a pretty good idea how it ended. It's a lot. Very similar to the Titanic.
How'd it end?
I'm going to be honest. Had no clue how Forrest Gump was going to end. Kind of knew how the other two movies were going to end.
Shout out Forrest Gump. I love that movie, and I love Bubba Gumps. Jesse, you said you're out on Bubba Gumps, huh? That's a bad take.
I've never eaten Bubba Gumps.
Maybe I'll get shrimp and like. Yeah,
you went there and got steak. Bro, it's Bubba Gumps. Get some seafood. Look, yeah, the steak is not going to be what you want.
Bubba Gumps, is it fast food or is it just a chain restaurant?
It's like a TGI Friday.
And look, it's not that hard to cook a steak, by the way. I could do it at home. It's not that difficult. If I want a medium rare steak, I don't need a 5-star, like, not the places you hate or whatever, but like, just cook me a medium rare steak. It's fine.
I don't trust the steak from anywhere. People can mess that up. A burger, now that's one you should just get right every time.
No, you could terribly botch a burger.
No, you should get a burger right every time.
Oh, I got you.
If you are hired to work at a restaurant.
Yeah.
You should not fail at a burger.
I see.
Like, I won't not acknowledge that I made a mistake ordering a steak. That's fine. But also, like, they butchered that so bad where it's like, this is disgusting. Almost made me ask for a refund. And I don't do that.
Oh, Jesse.
I don't do that.
Jesse was about to ask to speak to a manager at Bubba Gumps. Is there a Bubba Gumps anywhere near here?
San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. They need to put one. I don't know where you – well – I know where you could put one. I'm not trying to do that, so it's all good.
You could say it.
I feel like I know what you're going to say.
They're not going to put it there.
Oh, actually, I think you like this place. So I don't
know. Yeah, it's cool. It's fine.
Chevy's on the River?
No, hell no. Chevy on the River need to stay for... Chevy on the River is fine.
Okay.
I was going to say Joe's Crab Shack. I like Joe's Crab Shack, though.
Oh, okay.
But that would be where you would put a Bubba Gumps.
Put Bubba Gumps at Chevy's.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
I'm Chevy's telling on the river. You, we can do that.
No. Chevy's on the River is good. Chevy's
chips are trash. Well, and salsa.
Best thing about Chevy's is the river.
Bad take.
my man. That's my man right there.
Just a bad take.
I don't think so. I think that's pretty solid take on my
part. I ain't saying Chevy's just gourmet food, but it's fine. And the ambiance is cool. It's all good.
Well, that's what Jesse said.
Yeah, well, but you guys said the food is trash. The food's fine.
I said the chips are trash. I think the salsa's trash, too. And my coach, Cristiere, knows what time it is.
That's really excessive. Disgusting is like excessive. That's excessive.
I've never eaten at any of the Bubba's spots, though. So shout out to Bubba.
Next time you go to Vegas. I think it's in...
Sweetie. No, man.
I think it's in... No.
I'm going to go to Vegas and go to Bubba's. What's it called? Bubba Gump? Bubba Shrimp? Gump, yeah. No, man. No.
All right. No, look. You go to Vegas with them kids, you go to the same place you went to.
Not taking
go ahead. Go with the kids and see where you go to eat.
What do I look like? I'm going to take kids to Las Vegas?
Hey, at some point, there's cheerleading competitions. There's volleyballs. There's basketball tournaments. Vegas, you go with the family at some point in life. Take them to the places you go to.
My brother wanted to go to Vegas for his 8th birthday. We went.
Take them to the places you go to.
First of all, lower your voice because no. I'm not doing that. Two.
Hey, you signed up.
I'm not taking them to the places we go to eat.
Oh,
when
I thought
we're
you meant taking them to Vegas.
Oh yeah, Vegas.
I was gonna say, just I'm like, they're theater kids.
We ain't going to Vegas. They're theater kids.
D-Los, I'll take two McChickens. What do you want? Big Mac. McFlurry as well.
Here, y'all sit in the car. Me and Mama going to Ocean Prime.
Yeah. Leave the windows cracked.
Yeah, they got AC. They're fine.
I'm gonna put it on pet mode for you guys. Don't worry, Mommy and Daddy will be back. Oh man, we'll come back. We talked about the 49ers. I want to talk about the Raiders a little bit for a different reason. Their season's interesting. I just don't know what they're looking for. Like, a little Sacramento Kings vibes coming out of Las Vegas.
We'll talk about it.
Dealing with KC. Man, there's a lot more ahead. We're thrilled with you're here with us. We're just getting started, as a matter of fact. It's Dealing with KC. Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.